What up? This is Yamin Somali, Mr. Yen Dollar. You're checking out DeadEndHipHop.com.
What's good? This is Jay White with WhyCuzICan.com. Fucking with Dead End Hip Hop, you already know.
Atlanta isn't really breaking itself anymore, you know what I'm saying? So much, you know what I'm saying? You might get a lot of notoriety, you know, we got a number one hip-hop group award, but with other artists in the city, it ain't really like, okay, now what, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard to really take it up a notch when in Atlanta only, that's all I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? It's good, you know, people gonna watch this interview article, the XXL article, and they're gonna check these artists out, hopefully, but if they still in Atlanta only watching it, and Atlanta's the only people who care about that list, it ain't really gonna do much, you know what I'm saying?
Free Wilson is next, man. He got a co-sign for Billboard, and I've seen his name more and more. And he just dropped that Life in Technicolor project a few weeks back, so
I like him. He's dope. He's that happy music that doesn't piss me off. You know what I mean? Like he's such a talented artist. It's like he's kind of like what Bobby Ray was kind of sort of doing, but he's doing it, to me personally, he's doing it more interesting. You know, and when I see him perform, he's such a fucking performer. Like, he's not just sitting there fucking playing a guitar, nothing like that. He's going at it. I really dig him, man. And the girl that's in the Right One video, my God. Just saying.
I've heard of Free Wilson before, but what really got me onto him, I had some show perform at the BMI Showcase. And even then, I was just like, okay, let me see what this everybody's talking about. And that's what I came to like about him too, is because he's very creative as an artist in general. And I was just like, and this dude is hot. Like, I will say it's a couple of things that I would say, like, he needs to build up on, but you can see where he's able to go to in the future. Plus, I feel like he's one of those artists that can cross-market himself later on too, which is a lot, which is great to do. So I think he's a good artist, to be honest.
Tez McClain.
I just added Tez McClain. So this is my first time. I've seen his name, but I haven't really listened to his work. I just added his project. I downloaded and added, so I haven't really sat down and listened to it a lot. But you know, the one song I did listen to was enough to say, okay, I want to go back and listen to a full project of him. But yeah, I'm completely new to this cat.
Yeah, they were saying something about his project was listed on 106 and Park or something.
Yeah.
With the majority of the people on this list, this is the first time that the majority of us have heard. This is the first time I heard the majority of these people.
Maybe somebody outside of Jerry.
that's what I'm saying. Like, this is the first time I heard of damn near all these people except Scotty ATL. Really? Okay. 100%. Yeah. I mean, I don't know where XXL got this shit.
He was one of those guys I really wish I liked his music because I like what he's doing. Tez McClain. Because like that Art vs. Hustle video that they posted on the XXL site, I like what he was saying. He was saying some real shit, and I went and listened to his other music, and he's talking real shit a lot. It's just me personally, I can't really get that into his music, but I feel like I want to support him because he's doing something different, and he's doing something that's positive. It's just not really the sound that I really enjoy, but I still like him.
So just the X. With where he's going with, and you kind of liking what he's trying to do, do you see him having a future?
Well, what are we talking about here? A future in what?
Like going
commercial?
And right.
Or just doing, I mean, that's two different things, right? Like, so do I see him being successful in doing commercial hip hop? No. But do I see him being successful in I'm doing music and people like me and I got fans? Yeah. Most definitely, because it seems like he's one of those dudes that has his head on together and he has a mission. You know what I'm saying? He has a focus. It's just his particular type of music didn't really click with me personally. I would go see him live. I would support him like that, definitely. And I could see him being successful.
The majority of music that I heard him that I listened to, it doesn't sound forced. Like, he doesn't sound forced at what he's trying to say and what he's trying to do. So that's one thing I appreciate about Tez McClain that I like. I think I told you. I like, yeah, he was one of the people on the list that I actually like when I listened to it, because that was my first time hearing him. When I went back and heard the rest of the stuff, I said, yeah, he like Mike said, he's speaking some real shit, but he don't sound forced in his music. It don't sound forced. So.
Yeah, I just wonder if Atlanta would actually
embrace him.
Behind
come
him,
on,
you know?
Man. What?
Because
here?
I do.
On the streets and in the festivals and stuff
heard,
like that. But
from what I've heard and from what is being really played here a lot, I don't know, man. I don't know if it's, you know.
I look at it like this. Like, personally, Atlanta, I feel, is two categories. You have your commercial side and you have your creative side. So, like A3C, creative side. What goes on our radio, commercial side. But I look at it like this. Like, you're going to be able to build your fan base whatsoever. But you're going to have your real fans and you're going to have your, I guess you could say, like, trenders. Like, you're trending and they're just going to want to support you because you're out here. So, with it, like, if he's really creative and he's building up something, I feel like he will have a fan base here. But to say that it'll be a type of fan base to be put on the radio or something to that matter is to see if the time will tell.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that.
I think he probably could make the radio, just not here.
Yeah.
You see today? Not in Atlanta? Not here? All
right, look, I don't know.
That's all I'm saying.
he could make, like, a station that plays underground hip-hop somewhere else, not here.
Right.
But I don't see him being played on commercial radio even somewhere else. But that's not a diss.
No,
I don't think that's what he's going for.
I think he's going for,
I'm speaking some shit. I want everybody to hear it, but I don't think he's going for that commercial area.
Yeah, everybody got their lane.
Rich Homie Quan. And it's me personally. That was so carbon copy of Future, it didn't make no sense. Yeah, he sound. That's what he sound. Oh, whatever.
That's the face of a hater. Hater.net, boy. /BZ43. That's his email address, boy.
That just wasn't for me right there.
That song was so fucking funny to me. His ad-libs are genius. Did you not catch that? Listen to like three of his tracks. His ad-libs are so fucking, it's like, that's what makes him to me. Like, the song was not good to me. It wasn't my shit at all, but like, I was crying when he was like, must be crazy, must be out your mind, fuck you mean. Like, he always does these ad-libs. And I was like, okay, maybe it's just this one track. But no, it's every track. He does these ad-libs, man. Fuck you, nigga. I'm walking down the street. Like, what is...
That's a whole other story.
Yeah, hold on, yeah. It's like one of those find your own ending books. Them stuff. Never mind, I'm done.
He's buzzing.
He's kind of
teetering a little bit. Yeah, ever since I saw him at Spoiled Milk, I'm starting to see him a little bit more. You know, last year I downloaded the mixtape because I'm trying to get it. You know, but from what I've heard so far and from what I saw, I'm not rocking with it.
Not
just yet. But I'm trying to at least understand.
Any other city that he would get a buzz or make a list if he was coming out of any other city? Yeah.
Cause he sounds like the shit that people like. He sounds like that shit that people go to the club and they do this shit. He sounds like that kind of shit. I don't personally do that shit, so it's not my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Unless we have Follies.
Say again?
Unless we have Follies.
Unless we have Follies and I'm drunk and I got some ones in my hand. Unless that, I can see if you can play the Follies, couldn't you?
Yeah.
And some stripper, fuck you mean. I can see that shit.
New York based rapper, Roar. I hope I'm saying that right.
Wara. Never heard of him.
Me?
I never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
Wara.
I was shocked.
From New York? Yeah, from New York.
But he lives here?
Yeah, I never heard of him.
No, he was actually pretty nice.
New York, Brooklyn based? Yeah.
He was nice. I liked him. He wasn't amazing, but he was nice. But no, I'm not saying he deserved a look. I'm just looking at it like, did I like his music?
I'm trying to figure out where the fuck he came from.
Exactly. He came from New York, motherfucker.
I know he came from.
But he been, what, he was here for 3 days?
Like,
he came here for 3 days. He was like, hey, I'm in GA now,
look,
put me on.
Where did you say XXL was based at?
Huh? New York.
Exactly. And he came here. Maybe he used to work there.
So like, you
I'm
so
trying
you
to get put on in the A.
Hey, put me on that list.
If Jerry hasn't heard of this guy.
That's right. If Jerry ain't got his personal cell, then he ain't shit right now.
Chill Will.
Who?
Chill Will.
Trap rapper. They kind of comparing him. I think they compared him to Gucci. So.
Yeah. What was the song?
He sounded like a clear nasal Patrick Gucci man.
Oh, that was the hoes ain't got no manners song. These hoes ain't got no manners. Better change your stance.
That's my body right there.
See, that's why I think dudes like that will make it.
They're
playing shit that everybody
Because they're playing the shit that everybody in Atlanta wants to hear.
And that's kind of an Atlanta thing.
That's an Atlanta club way to go about it.
Like, I guess when you say he will make it, you just say it's like a certainty because it kind of appeals to like a wide base, you know what I'm saying?
It appeals to a bigger base.
You know what I mean? Like, you can also like, you can take a small niche market and just 5,000 fans, just every time you drop, they getting what you got, you know what I'm saying? Or you can just drop one song on the radio, you could be a one hit wonder, whatever, you paying bills because you apply, you know, you apply that to a wide base. You know, that's some stuff, it's like that for some people.
Every type of music, especially I feel like out of Atlanta, has a lane and a place, you know what I'm saying? And you know, shit like that, that's fine.
It has
music,
its place,
man.
Especially here.
Right. Yeah.
Who next?
Young Thug.
Never heard of him.
Hold on. Mean as hell.
Here's the thing. Like when I saw, I expect to see certain names on a list like that.
How long we been doing this show? We know XXL ain't about shit.
I know that, but
you should not be surprised by this. He sound like Lil Wayne.
Who's next?
Migos.
I think there's some college kids.
Oh, there are those two, the two guys with the dreads that look alike. And then there was that other dude. Oh, okay. I forget the name of the track.
They're trap artists too. Yeah. Like, that's the shout out to a band out. Shout out to a band out.
Shout out to a band. What they were saying.
A trap man out of the house with a boss on a
winner. My niggas don't sound like that.
That's how I'm going to speak. Shout out to a band out. What's he saying?
Shout out to band out.
Who's Bando?
Bando is an abandoned, like, abandoned building. It's a trap house.
That's what we need. That's what we need right now, man. Some entrepreneurship. You know what I'm saying? Fuck a bank. They don't need to give me a loan for a crack house. I can just go and make mine. You know?
Make something out of nothing. Right. Oh, man, are these kids young?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. No shots, no diss. I'm not that young. Fuck it. Let's move on.
Man, I got gray hair in my beard, nigga. I ain't got time for that shit. I just can't believe what they were talking about. I could not figure it out.
Yeah.
All I was getting was Bando.
That's all I kept hearing that too.
So I didn't get what. Oh man.
That's like.
I think so. They were big in the college circuit.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they look. or latch on to the or shit. Or I don't know. I never heard of these motherfuckers.
Look, once again, no shots. Young kids doing your thing.
Get that money.
Go ahead, man. Get the money. Exactly.
Next we got
Trouble.
This shit didn't make any
Trouble.
What you mean didn't make
it? He's not a rookie.
Oh, I thought you meant to make it like he needs the look though.
Like Trouble. Like if you gonna put it together, like let's say Alley Boy or Trouble. Like Alley Boy, I would definitely say is not a rookie. But Trouble has not been in the game that long. But I still think he should be on it.
You still think Trouble should?
I think he should be on it. Because
I think he's the best artist on that whole motherfucking list.
Trouble
is dope. You don't like Trouble? Are you serious?
Trouble,
dude, please listen. Yeah, listen to this 431 Days mixtape. B, I think you'd like it. He sounds like a Southern Onyx. The way he rhymes, he's so fucking. I'm telling you, listen to him, please.
He don't like DMX.
Well, that's true. You know what?
If
you
don't like Onyx, though. Yeah.
But if you don't like DMX, I can see you maybe not liking him because he's so aggressive. He's to me what trap music should be. Like that Bando stuff. I don't. You know, I'm not shotting at them, nothing like that. But like this shit, it needs to be just dark, mean, scary, aggressive, and that's what Trouble is to me.
Trouble makes you
431 Days mixtape. That fucking shit is dope as hell to me.
Yeah. His conviction
is, that's why I'm gonna go home and cop that, you know what I'm saying?
And the thing about this, he's not like some overly crazy lyrical dude, but he's got lyrics. Mm-hmm. But he's just not overly complex. He's just mean. Yeah. And the way he rhymes on the beat, it's another one of those dudes. He sounds like he's almost off beat, but he's perfectly on beat. I think he's dope.
I think Trouble's dope too.
Yeah.
Like Trouble personally makes me like you. get out of a business suit. You can probably listen to it at your job, but you start grabbing your crash light.
Say so. Say so.
You look at that. Right? Like, what the fuck? I know I got. Like he, that's that type of feel. Like
yeah.
With music, it like. It don't have to be lyrical to be straight creative,
I agree, 100%.
He gives you a feel like you can be a nerd. I swear you want to take your glasses off and just drop them on the ground and be like, I got this shit right here.
Right.
I can try right now. Yeah, like you feel that mess. So like that's why I feel like he's got something in him to be at that peak because he's doing something that a lot of these trap artists cannot do. Like, some of them got that swag where you can kind of tell, like, he lived that life.
Mm-hmm.
He really lived that life. But him, he's that type of person where I look at it and be like, he lived that life, and he makes you feel like, I could do it too.
I'm surprised that he has not broken out yet. It makes no fucking sense. I guess because I can't really hear his songs on the radio. He's not like that type of trap artist. He's like a Jeezy.
But didn't
he's that type
and, of and correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't him and Rocco kind of break out around the same time though?
But Rocco don't sound like that.
No, I'm not saying that, but I think that's why when I saw him on the list, I was a little shocked. Because I think they kinda came around at the same
they
at
did,
the same
but he
moment.
Hasn't broken yet. That's the thing. I think
that's what makes you the rookie, like if you haven't broke.
You can be rapping for forever,
yeah,
but
exactly.
You know, if you only have a certain amount of people that know you.
So Two Chainz was like a rookie last year.
If you want to say
like on the freshman like Two Chainz would be considered a rookie because I guess he's really getting some spotlight. Like
right.
He's been in the game for a minute, right. But shoot, he's finally yeah. getting seen to being at that breaking over that barrier.
Yeah, like for instance, if he breaks, you know what I'm saying? Like he would be considered a rookie in the grand scheme of things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Right.
But you know he's been doing it for a minute.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
So is Trouble finally breaking out? Like you know better than I would.
I think that
is he finally
the moves that he needs to. Like is being that artist who could get over there and actually start really getting some. I guess you could say real publicity when it goes nationwide. I feel so. Like he's one of those artists that I think a lot of people who's in the hood who are grinding or doing whatever they need to can relate to and be like, he may be from Atlanta, but shit, I'm over here in Oakland and exactly know exactly what he's going through.
Go ahead. Stewie Rock.
Who?
Stewie Rock.
Now, I saw him perform at Encore. I think, who's his manager? Corey, somebody? It was Encore. I think it was last year. I think you had sent it to me and I came out and checked it out. He's kind of like not my thing, but what I saw in the crowd when I crowd watched to see how people respond to him.
They were loving
people fuck with Stewie Rock like hard, man.
You can tell he's gonna blow up. You can tell by his music he's gonna blow up.
So I'll
be honest, like for a commercial artist, like Stewie Rock is a commercial artist to me. And when it's said and done, the one thing any commercial artist needs is a catchy ass hook.
He has it.
Stewie Rock, any song that he done been on, there been a catchy ass hook that you can just be like, drop like this, drop like this, drop like. Like, you get on that, and it's like, I promise you, like, that's how it goes.
He's a rapper or a singer?
He's a rapper.
Okay, I was wondering why they compared him to The Dream. I guess The Dream be rapping or something.
They also look alike. They look similar. Without all the tattoos.
Does he sing too?
No. Not personally.
Yes, well, why would
but
they?
I think it's I can voice. See their style. Yeah, their voice.
What?
Their voice. But I mean, Stewie will definitely. Even if he doesn't make it as a rapper, I can definitely see him making it as a songwriter.
Yeah. So who's last? Right. Who we got?
Go Dreamer.
I don't think I listened to him. I thought I had somebody.
He's with Hollyweird though. You listen to Hollyweird?
Oh, right? I have listened to Hollyweird. What's that song? Have you ever fell in love with a weirdo?
Yeah.
That joke was cool, man. Y'all remember that shit, B?
Last year, I can't remember the name of it right now. It was real dark. It was like artsy. He's a real artsy cat, though. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't surprised. You know what I mean? Like it was real dope, though.
He
was
real tight. I like Hollywood, but I haven't heard his solo stuff.
I've been listening to much.
Outside of this list, who do you personally think that you know coming out of Atlanta that you know deserves a look?
I think talking with Cam, we talked about it before, Jaron Benton. Mm-hmm. Why not Jaron Benton is on? Why? Thank you. That's the first thing I told Cam when I was talking to him. I'm like, man, why is Jaron Benton not in this article? He should definitely be on here, man. Like, I didn't know. I didn't understand that. That was just like, what? But that's who else?
Jack Preston.
Yeah, Jack Preston. Yep, I brought him. Yeah, that's the dude that was performing at the hangout thing.
Yeah, with dude,
the, yeah, him. He should have been
he
on there.
He used to be the band, man. Like,
the crazy jazz band.
Doug put me on to him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did work. That's the band that he was going to work with one time.
I didn't know Doug was going to work with him. I got on him through Adam.
Oh, okay.
Because Adam played a show with them, with him.
Yeah.
And I'd never heard of the dude. He was a little short, dude. He comes out and just went crazy. And I was like, God damn, what the fuck?
And I never heard him like that either until that show. Because I had just heard him in the band. You know, it was a different type of style. So when he did the solo thing, man, I was like, damn.
He's dope, man.
Yeah,
it ain't done yet, but
yeah.
I mean, I'm looking forward to the hangout spot. The hangout thing, that was really my first time listening to him, but it definitely made me want to anticipating what he's doing next.
Right.
So,
you know who I think he needs to work with? Like a Janelle Monáe or something, because I got the same feel from his live show. I don't know if y'all ever seen Janelle Monáe perform live, but it's the same thing. Like all that energy and that band, I got the same feeling from this dude. I was like, man, he's short too, just like her. I'm like, this little motherfucker's going crazy.
Who I was surprised to see not on the list, I was surprised to see Mach 5 didn't make the list. I thought they've kind of been, I mean, but they've got a couple of looks and they got to do some stuff here. I thought Art Rap was different from the Ratchet Shit volumes that they did. So, and they've kind of been doing something locally. So I thought they would get a look at somebody new in Atlanta. I was surprised, even though they've been doing their thing for a while, Ileon Craft didn't make the list. Yeah. A couple of others that I've came across that I think could make some moves if they continue to work. Atlanta, which is a duo that sent us some stuff. Their mixtape was really good. Atlanta.
Who the fuck is
that? They just sent us some
stuff. They
should
have been on the list.
No. I'm just saying some guys that I think if they continue to work, they could probably, start making a name for themselves.
If I got to say any artist, I would definitely say
Mike Bars.
Okay. See, the bad thing about it, I was going to plug him anyway when it's said and done. But yeah, Mike Bars definitely, when it comes down to it, with the people he's networking with, how he's growing, trust me, if they make a next one, I don't care if they miss it a month later, it's going to be on them. But when it's said and done, Sire the Kid too. Sire the Kid, I don't even know if y'all seen him, but sick artist, sick. If anybody, he probably drops a mixtape monthly, and all of them is lyrical.
Fiend should have been on there.
Fiend too.
Fiend definitely should have been on there, man. Dub Floyd is his DJ, man. Like, dudes has been affiliated. I mean, he works with a lot of good people. His
Tricky.
Videos are dope. Lyrical content is always on point. He makes joints. He got a joint with Big Red called Windows Down. I don't know if y'all heard that joint.
Yeah.
Ness Lee, you know what I'm saying? The battle, he battles, but he's a cold MC. Got great beats too. And Yami. You know what I'm saying? Nah. But it's like I said, man, the list could be really long, man. Everybody would have something different to bring to the table. But it's all subjective. Like, even when I was in elementary school, we had a history book called A History of Georgia. I asked the teacher why I said A History, because she was like, it's one person's perspective, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. I always remember that.
I thought this list was supposed to be the people that you may not have heard of that you should be checking out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really get that from this list. I got some other shit from this list.
Yeah, I got
you know what I'm saying?
Rap that I've seen on the radio or something that seems to be trending, and they just built that list off of that. Some of the artists, yes, they were correct on. But then when you look at the whole list, it's like, did you just put some fill-ins in this thing?
I didn't even get I see some people I heard on the radio. I got, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck? Who the fuck? Who the fuck? Who the fuck? I kind of know you. Who the fuck? Trouble's my shit! Who the fuck? That's what I got from this list. But I feel like this list, it sounded like this list was put together by some motherfuckers that are not from the city and that don't really know what's going on in the city. Because if you really look at what's happening, whose names are always on the shows? It's not these dudes.
Nah.
You know, like I said, where's Boog? Where's Dylan? You know what I'm saying? Like, say again? Yeah, right? Like, if I go to a show, there's names that I expect to see on damn near every fucking show. And it's not any of the people that are on this
list.
I'm not throwing shots at nobody.
I have a
Young Thug running behind me trying to pull a Consequence Joe Budden type shit. No. No, I'm just saying, I don't know who any of these people are. And I don't think that this list was really, I'm used to XXL bullshitting lists. But this one, I don't understand.